Okay, my name is Sydney Hummer, and I go to Kimberly High School, and I am interviewing
Miranda Ellis,
my mother, about the story of my birth. Okay, so where were you, and what time did labor begin for you?
Labor, I was induced at 5 o'clock in the morning, and labor started roughly around 7 o'clock in the morning when they broke my water.
And do you remember where I was born?
What, the hospital?
The city, the state, and the hospital.
You were born in St. Elizabeth's in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Awesome. So, and what time was I officially born at?
10:45 a.m.
Did you plan on having me, like, in the morning? Is that, like, do you understand what I mean?
Yep. They actually, when they do inductions, they normally do it in the morning. It's usually planned just to do it, start at 5. You get check-in at 5, and then at 6 o'clock, or 4 o'clock, and they're inducing you.
Because I remember in class, I know that we learned that, like, most of, like, the births are, like, either super early in the morning or, like, really late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, not really late, but, like, 9 or 10, that's, like, when, like, a lot of births happen at night.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, get them over with or something, I guess, or, like, so they can have their kid.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. I just learned that. And do you remember what the weather was like?
It was cloudy and it was snowy.
Was it snowing or was it just, like, there was, like, snow on the ground?
Just snow on the ground.
Was there, like, a light dusting of snow?
No, I think we had a pretty good amount of snow because it was January, so...
Was there, like, a snowstorm around the time I was born? Like, a couple days before, a couple days after?
Not that I can remember.
16 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
And who went to the hospital with you?
Your dad and I went together.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
Oh, and then grandparents came and met later, and my brothers came later.
I always thought my dad wasn't there because I felt like that's what you guys always said to me.
No, Dad was there. He just wanted me to be induced so he could go ice fishing in 2 days.
Kind of lame, but...
Which it worked out for him.
He got to go in the end anyways. But no, I swear for the longest time you guys were like, Dad wasn't there. He was ice fishing.
No.
He just went... So he went back on the day... that I went home. So the day we went home, he went back because he said 2 days later.
Yep. Left me home with a 2-year-old and a brand new baby.
Did you have, like, your mom with you or, like, Dad's mom?
We went to Grandma and Grandpa's house because I remember Grandma helped give you your first bath because I was so scared of...
Drowning.
You're just so little and tiny, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to break you, and so she helped me give you her first bath, and then... I can remember from the videotapes.
Of me just like...
Of you coming home. Because Grandma accidentally recorded over your birth.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a good... So there's no...
There's bits and pieces of it.
What did she... She just recorded over with my first bath?
Yeah.
My first bath's more important than my birth anyways.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
Who needs it?
And was your labor easy or was it difficult?
It was easy in the sense that it went fast. It still was hard, but it wasn't like really hard. And I didn't have any medications because I progressed too quickly from dilation. I went from an 8 to a 10 like within 2 minutes.
Okay, so I don't know where we just left off because my dog paused it. So keep going. Start with the 8 centimeters.
Oh, so I went from 8 to 10 centimeters, like, within a matter of minutes. So I didn't, and I was progressing very fast. I didn't even have to push.
Mm-hmm.
You just came out. And doctor had his gloves on, and he was, like, holding your head.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to keep you in, but my body just took over and pushed you out.
Why did you want to keep me in?
Well, because he was trying to get his gloves on. Because I kept saying, go get Dr. His name was Dr. Darling, by the way.
Okay, Darling?
Darling.
That's cute.
And so I remember him, and I said, go get Dr. Darling, he'll let me push. And they're like, no, you're not ready yet. And I said, yes, I am, go get Dr. Darling. Well, he was standing right outside the door, little did I know. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, she's at 10. So he comes running in the room trying to get his gloves on, and he's holding your head. And then the nurse scooped in, and there you were. You were just plop, came out. I didn't even have to push.
Surprise, here I am.
Easy.
Easy, just like a piece of cake. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy. Was anyone in the delivery room?
Your dad was, and I told Grandma Elke she could stay, but she didn't want, she thought I was in so much pain, and she didn't like it, so she left the room. So she, even though I told her she could stay, and even though I didn't want anybody else in the room, I just wanted dad. Because there's, when you have a kid, there's like 30 people that come rushing in the room, so it's not like you're, it's all quiet and soothing, and so I just, at that point, I said it was fine if Grandma wanted to stay, but she didn't stay because she didn't like the amount of pain I was in.
At your, not that this was, like, a really long time ago, but 16 years ago was, like, at home birth kind of, like, a normal thing that people were doing?
I don't think it got as popular until later, but I know it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, like, it's been around for thousands of years. Yeah. I know that. Because I know, like, now it's pretty popular, that because people don't want to go to the hospital and get, like, induced, and, like, they want to have, like, natural births, so they have, like, midwives. We had, like, a whole, like, section of, like, unit kind of thing about that. So, like, I guess, like, my question was just going to be, did you, if you knew really about them, would you have ever considered doing a home birth?
No.
Why?
Because I believe in, you need, if something goes wrong, it could be devastating.
Well,
because that's why you have a doctor. They know what they're doing. And
but so do midwives, because when we learned about them, midwives, they're not, like, as, like, trained, but they're trained in the same, like, aspects. Like, there's, like, midwife nurse. And, like, you have to go through background checks. Like, we learned that if you have, like, type 1 diabetes, like, Libby, you know her. She's in my class. Like, Libby wouldn't be allowed to have a home birth, because she's a type 1 diabetic and something could go wrong. And if something goes wrong, they have, like, the EMT. Is that what they're called? Like, firefighters and stuff. They have them, like, on like, speed dial. So, like, they have, like, all, like, the medications and, like, all, like, the same, like, tools that they use.
See, I just must have been misinformed, because I just felt like they're just not as reliable as a doctor.
Well, and they're, yeah, probably because there's also, like, it's been around for a long time. But, like, there's more, like, stuff forming, like, it's more, like, set in stone instead of, like, all these false accusations. So, yeah. How much did I weigh when I was born?
6 pounds, 9 ounces.
And did I lose any weight when I...
Yes, you actually went down to about 5 pounds by the time we took you home.
And is that, like, healthy?
It wasn't abnormal. It was... Sometimes you just lose weight in the hospital just because you're not feeding off the placenta anymore. And you got to learn, you know, try to get that baby to latch on. And that's not... Even right away, it's not... You don't get breast milk right away.
Yeah.
You got to wait for that to come in. But there's still nutrients and stuff that they can
provide,
yeah, be provided for. So it wasn't abnormal, though.
So speaking of, like, the placenta, since I came out just, like, pretty fast, was your placenta, like... Because that's, like, they call it the second birth. So, like, was that easier? Was that easy for you, hard? Like,
it was just... It was painful because I wasn't medicated at all.
Yeah.
So I could feel everything. But I remember, like, on videotapes with you and with Mason, when they took you away and you were in the incubator.
Yeah.
In the little crib thing that they have you in. I remember, like, going, ow, stop it! And I was having the placenta delivered.
Okay. I'm gonna find a fun question on the back. So how did you choose my name? I think I know a little bit about it, but is there, like...
Well, your dad and I would bounce names back and forth for months. Mm-hmm. And then finally, he came up with Sydney. I wanted to name you Allison and have you be called Allie. Mm-hmm. And he came up with Sydney, and I'm like, well, let's do Sydney Allison.
Why didn't you say, let's do Allison Sydney?
Because it didn't sound right. It
didn't flow right.
Yeah. And I actually did like Sydney better, and I thought that was a thought it was a good name. And then it was, how are we going to spell it? Mm. And then we decided to keep it like Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
Because I think it's S-I-D-N-E-Y is the male version of it.
Oh, I was going to say, that's how, like, the street name is in Kimberly.
I think that's the male version of, because if you didn't know, your name is actually derived from a male name.
I did know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, middle name, like, being Allison, a lot of people think my middle name is Elizabeth, and I... like, I know, everyone knows my middle name. Like, I'm like, oh, it's Sydney Allison Hummer here, and they're all like, I thought it was Elizabeth. I'm like, why? They're like, you just give off that, like, Elizabeth vibe. That's, and I'm like, funny. It's been Allison for 16 years.
Pretty sure I know my middle name.
Thanks, though, guys. And so, we got Dad's last name, but didn't I have
You were born with my last name.
And why did that happen?
Because your dad has his dad's last name, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know his dad.
Yeah.
And he, at one point, at the point of you being born, was talking about having it go to Kraus or back to Schlievy. Well, he didn't know. And so I don't know why I didn't just do Hummer, and just, if he changed it, then we change it.
Yeah.
I gave you my last name.
Oh.
For the time being, while we decided who or what your name was going to be, mm-hmm. what his name was going to be. And finally, I talked him into keeping it Hummer. Because I'm like, that's who you are.
And
because
Mason had Hummer too, didn't he?
Mason was born Hummer.
So, yeah, see, I thought you guys said that the doctors, like, gave me Ellis. Like, I thought you told me that they chose Ellis. And, like, I knew that they would have informed you, obviously, because they can't, like, really do that. But I thought you told me that...
They did it with Gavin.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was Gavin. They ended up, like, double billing me for all of his hospital bills because we didn't know what his name was going to be. And so, like, it was baby boy Ellis for a while. And I'm like, and I kept telling them, I'm like, it's Hummer. It's, his last name is Hummer. Mm-hmm. So then they changed it and they put it in the crib and they updated everything. Well, I got double billed for all of his hospital bills. And then...
Did you talk to them about it?
Then I had to, yeah, I had to go and call insurance and stuff, mm-hmm. and get it straightened out. But.
So what advice would you give for, like, okay, so if I was about to have kids.
Oh, boy.
And as Ms. Wickman likes to say, in 10 years from now, when you have kids, what advice would you give me? So I'm 26 now. What advice would you give me if I was about to either get pregnant, or I'm already pregnant, or I'm about to give birth? Like, in my pregnancy, what advice would you give me and my future?
Well, I would tell you to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And do what you can do to be healthy and provide for that baby. And then after it's born, I would tell you to make sure that you bond with the baby and that you realize, which you will, you'll never understand how life would have been without that baby. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get to know, you get to know him or her and just hold on. It goes so fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe it. You're 16 already. Mason's 18. I'm going tomorrow to his graduation thing. Like, it goes so fast.
Yeah.
So,
I was going to ask you a question. Don't cry, Mom.
I'm not going to cry.
Oh, I thought you were, and I was like, don't cry. No, I'll cry. Dang, I was going to ask a question. And now I don't remember. I had two questions, and now I can't think of them. And as soon as I pause it, I'm going to remember it.
So pause it.
Okay. Okay, so we had to do this pregnancy lap booking class, and we had to learn about, like, all this just, like, pregnancy stuff, like, what you can expect at your first prenatal visit and, like, stuff. So I did some research on postpartum depression, and then I also learned that there's a thing called baby blues, which, like, almost every woman or... Did you ever suffer from that from any of your kids? But mainly me, specifically, because it's about me. But Or postpartum depression, either one, I guess.
I think I had it a little bit, but I don't remember it being a massive or major episode in my life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you go through, I definitely went through this period of, am I doing the right, you know, like, yeah. Did I do the right thing? Did I, you know, am I, just all the worries you have with a baby.
We're good. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, yeah, because baby blues are, like, a two-week type of thing.
Yeah, I would say I probably had the baby blues, but not postpartum.
Yeah, because
postpartum lasts longer.
Yeah, it can, if you don't get treated, it can last up to years. Like, or up to a year or years.
Which is, which I have had depression for years, so I thought that that was going to happen to me, but it, I don't think it did. I don't recall. It being, like, so bad. I remember crying and, you know, like, oh, my God, how am I going to handle two kids? And
yeah.
Just simple stuff like that.
So this is kind of, like, a personal question, but, like, did you have depression when I was born?
Yes.
And do you think that has affected me any type of way now?
I think I'm a believer in that genes are passed down. Mm-hmm. So I do believe I had something. My gene pool had something to do, because when I was pregnant with Mason, ever since I was 14, I don't know if you take those tests at school.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They try to see if you're depressed.
Yeah.
Well, ever since I was 14, I've been borderline depressed. Well, when I turned 18 is when I finally got diagnosed. Well, when I was 19, when I got pregnant, I had to go off my depression medication because I didn't know what it would do to Mason.
Yeah.
So... And luckily for me, when I was pregnant and I didn't know I was pregnant, my body was telling me I was pregnant. Like, I didn't want to drink alcohol. I wanted to eat healthy all of a sudden. Symptoms. I didn't want to, you know, all the stuff that was happening.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you had any weird food cravings.
Subway. My Subway was huge for me. I ended up losing weight when I was pregnant.
Did you gain the normal 25 to 30?
By the time I was done with you, I had gained 5 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, because I lost so much weight because I was eating Subway every day.
I think I read something about that. That's like, if you weigh more or you weigh less, you have to gain more. Like, if you weigh, like, I don't know, you'd have, instead of, like, the normal weight is, like, 25 to 35, some people have to gain, like, 50 because they're, like, underweight.
Well, and that's the thing, and I was more overweight, so they weren't concerned by it, because you were growing at a you were a baby, were a tiny little baby, only 7 pounds, 3 ounces. 7 pounds, 3 ounces, that's what it was. Not 7'9".
No, you said 6'2".
6'9". Mason was 7'3". Ah! Anyways.
Having three kids is difficult.
It is. It's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
I want twins, even though that's not going to happen. And I know it'd be terrible because in class, I don't even want a kid, like one kid, because of how, like, learning everything.
It's good. I'm glad you guys have this stuff because I can't teach you this stuff, you know, and I can tell you all I want to don't have sex and don't have kids until you're ready, but you're never really ready.
Yeah.
But you need to be in a financial place where you can afford them and...
It.
Or it. I was speaking in the twins, Sydney.
Okay.
You're going to have twins.
I don't want twins because now this twin stop. I don't want twins just because of, like, learning everything. And I don't even think it's possible unless I, like, marry a twin, right? Like, I can't have, like...
We don't have twins in our family.
Yeah, so I wouldn't... Like, me, personally, I wouldn't have the twin gene.
Unless you do in vitro. Then your chances for...
Is that, like, going to a sperm bank?
Yep. And they spin it and then they inject it.
It's kind of weird.
Inject it. Insert it.
Don't think I'd want to do that. I think I'd rather just...
It's really expensive.
Do it the natural way, man.
Is she going to listen to all these?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, well, they were due last week, and I'm turning in mine on Tuesday night. Actually, I'm turning in Wednesday morning, because I have to do my reflection, and I don't have a computer until tomorrow. So.
Okay.
It's totally fine. I've been busy. So, thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Sydney.
For... coming to my TED Talk.
This is cool. This is a cool assignment.
It was. At first, I didn't really like it, I'm going to be honest, because I was like, who wants to know? But I learned a lot.
Who doesn't want to know?
But I learned a lot.
Your dad was there for your
My
birth.
Dad was there. Finn, my dad was there. He was there for my birth, which my whole life, I totally thought you guys were like, he wasn't, did you ever joke about it and just was like, oh, he was never, like, he wasn't there? No. I swear you guys were like, oh, he wasn't there.
No.
That's dumb, but okay. Anyways, thank you, Mother, for taking 30 minutes out of your day because we had to re-record this.
Because of Anthony.
It's okay. But thank you for taking time and teaching me all this stuff that I didn't know and all this information that I could tell my future kids.
Exactly.
Like my dad was there.
Your dad was there.
Okay. So, again, thank you for your time.
No problem.
And I will see you tomorrow morning, Mother.
Good night.
Good night. I will see you tomorrow morning. Are you sure you're finished recording? Why not?